from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Kat Snow. Almost all parents who have a child with autism have tried some sort of unorthodox treatment. These range from special diets to supplements to music or animal therapy. So do any of these treatments work? KQED science reporter Leslie McClurg has the story.
I didn't have to look far to find a family who had experimented with unconventional treatments to help their child. In fact, a colleague of mine at KQED has a son with autism. His name is Leo Rosa. Leo's pacing back and forth anxiously in the kitchen of his family's home in Redwood City.
What do you want to ask for, Leo?
Leo's mom, Shannon DeRoche Rosa, hands him an electronic talker to help him communicate.
More what, sweetheart?
Tortilla.
When Leo was a toddler, he wasn't responding when his name was called, and he didn't engage with other kids at preschool. His teachers thought he might be autistic. Shannon was heartbroken when the diagnosis was confirmed. But then she learned there might be hope in alternative treatments.
We were told, you have an autistic son, so you need to take him to these practitioners and they will help you cure autism.
Shannon saw a doctor who specializes in integrative medicine who told her that treating Leo's disorder was a matter of boosting his immune system and cleansing his body. Autism can lead to chronic issues like intestinal inflammation and anxiety. Supporters of dietary supplements say they can help improve overall health, which can reduce behaviors like tantrums, repetitive actions, or self-injuries. The doctor restricted Leo's diet and prescribed numerous supplements.
He had these like fungus supplements for if he had a fever, you were supposed to do this concoction of mycorrhizal, oh my God, like just so many things.
Shannon created a color-coded Excel chart to keep track of the pills, shots, and creams. Then Biocet was added to the mix, a combination of acupressure and muscle testing for the immune system.
You know, it's like getting your aura read, this Biocet. I mean, it's that absurd.
And did you see any improvement?
No, we didn't.
The next step was chelation, a detox therapy designed to remove heavy metals from the body. But the Rosas were skeptical after digging around on the internet, so the family drew a line. The FDA now warns that chelation can lead to life-threatening mineral deficiencies. But some parents swear by natural remedies. Here's an ABC News story about a young boy named Lake from San Antonio.
Lake is being treated with a unique combination of homeopathy, chiropractic, Chinese, and Western medicine called the Nambujapad Allergy Elimination Technique, or NAET, NAET for short.
Many families choose holistic options in lieu of the traditional path, which often includes antipsychotic drugs. But the science on alternative approaches is thin, if it exists at all. Dr. Robert Hendren is a psychiatrist at UCSF who specializes in autism. He's led a handful of studies on popular options, including B12 shots, omega-3 fatty acids, and vitamin D. Hendren says the results of his small studies have shown some positive results.
It's not quite like they're cured, that they no longer have any evidence of ever having had autism, but certainly people do a lot better.
And so Hendren's continuing to look at alternative treatments, including digestive enzymes and concentrated broccoli extract. Currently, the supplement with the most evidence is melatonin. Autistic people often struggle with insomnia, so melatonin helps autism because it helps patients sleep better.
Their eyes seemed clearer, their face and interactions seemed brighter. They looked at me or at others as though they were just fully realizing that those people were there.
Despite some positive outcomes he has seen, Hendren says the science into alternative treatments is limited. For one thing, it takes a long time to track dietary changes, and the research into supplements doesn't offer the reward of a patent. Shannon Rosa is no longer experimenting with Leo's diet. In fact, she says she wishes she could go back to the moment Leo was diagnosed and give herself advice.
Your son is a great kid. He's going to be okay, and not think about trying to turn him into somebody he isn't.
Shannon says the real miracle cure is acceptance and love. I'm Leslie McClurg, KQED News.
Support of KQED Science is provided by the David B. Gold Foundation, the S.D. Bechtel Jr. Foundation, and the Dirk and Charlene Cabsonell Foundation.